Psalm 26 is a great song of confidence in spite of the surrounding threats. It's a very personal prayer. In its mere 14 verses, the word me or I is used 36 times. That personal journey has three stages, which we can all share. Verses 1 to 6 sing out the psalmist's joyful confidence in God's protection. And it comes to a climax as the singer exclaims, I will sing and make music for the Lord. In the next few verses, we find really urgent prayers for God to continue protection in the present situation that the singer is going through. Do not abandon or forsake me, says the psalmist. Do not hide your face from me. Teach me, Lord, what is your way for me? The psalm ends addressing the listeners with this wonderful prayer of hope. I am sure I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Hope in him, hope and hold firm, and take heart, hope in the Lord. Our liturgy selects only 7 verses from the whole 14 verses of the psalm. These do cover the essentials regarding confident trust while searching for the hidden face of the Lord in a difficult time. But a most interesting idea is missing, that of savouring the beauty of God. In the weekend liturgy, our psalm follows the Genesis reading about the beginning of God's relationship with Abraham, when a blazing torch cut through the darkness to seal a bright covenant of promise. The psalm reaches forward to the gospel, expressing a new title for God, God as light, while setting the scene for Jesus shining brilliantly as God's unique Son in the transfiguration scene. Psalm 26 is a prayer for anyone in need of God's support in dark times, in illness, domestic conflict, or work tensions, in times of stress or experiences of the dark hole of depression. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my help. Hold firm and take heart.